Composer and arranger William Russo has died. He was a son of Chicago, and he leaves behind a huge and compelling history of work. Mr. Russo worked with Duke Ellington, Leonard Bernstein, and Billie Holiday. He touched millions of listeners through the pieces he wrote and arranged for the Stan Kenton Orchestra. William Russo was also a mentor and muse to innumerable Chicago musicians. Tony Sarabia of Chicago Public Radio has this appreciation of a man whose musical career spanned five decades.
William Russo was a musician, composer, arranger, and educator, always looking for new ideas. Russo was born at a time when Chicago was a hotbed of jazz, 1928. Eight of his uncles were musicians. Russo played the trombone for a while, but by the time he was 13 years old, he was writing music. In 1950, Russo moved to New York to join the Stan Kenton Orchestra as the band's chief arranger.
Here I was at 21 years old, and I was writing for one of the greatest organizations in the world. And I wrote a lot of music for that band from 1950 until the end of 1954, and it was recorded and put out, and I got to be well known.
2 years later, Stan Kenton brought another young composer and arranger into the fold. Bill Holman remembers being somewhat intimidated by Russo.
Russo was the main writer for the band at that time. I really respected him and looked up to him, and although our styles were not really very similar, but we both found a lot in each other's music to appreciate.
Russo was edgier, more progressive, not the bebop of the early 1950s. Instead, Russo was writing in the modal style Miles Davis would make popular a decade later. At the time Russo was doing it, not everyone in jazz liked it.
We were doing things that some people would call orchestral as opposed to jazz. We were doing some things that people would say were not jazz pieces. And a lot of people really loved what we were doing that was outside the jazz realm, and a lot of people didn't like it.
Despite the success of the Stan Kenton Orchestra, Russo left after only 4 years. In the 1960s, Leonard Bernstein commissioned Russo to write for the New York Philharmonic. Russo went on to write operas, cantatas, and three concertos. He came back to Chicago in 1965 and formed the Chicago Jazz Ensemble. By the end of the 60s, amid the social and political turmoil of the era, he had a tough time recruiting black musicians.
Jazz was riven by racism, white and black, in the 1960s. And African-American musicians wouldn't play with my orchestra, the Chicago Jazz Ensemble, because they were told that it wouldn't be appropriate for them to do so. For me to have an orchestra with no African-Americans in it, a jazz orchestra, was unthinkable.
So Russo formed an experimental rock band. Always looking for something new, Russo got a call from Seiji Ozawa, who at the time was guest conductor with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Ozawa wanted to combine classical and blues music after he heard harmonica player Corky Siegel one night in a Chicago club. Siegel jumped at the chance, but didn't know how to compose concert music. He says that's when Ozawa brought in Russo.
He was a composer who really was able to use fearlessness as a tool to allow himself to do what an artist is supposed to do, which is explore and not be afraid. Such a range of emotional qualities and tonal qualities that made the music come to life like no music I heard. And I'm not just saying this because Bill's not here.
In the mid-1990s, William Russo reformed the Chicago Jazz Ensemble, but he was still looking for new things to do. Not long before his death, Russo said he wanted to experiment with rock and roll again. William Russo died last Saturday. He was 74 years old. For NPR News, I'm Tony Sarabia in Chicago.